Hello, this is Emmett Call with Robotique. I'm joined for this edition of our podcast by Jordi Artigas, head of the Telemanipulation Group at the German Aerospace Center. Jordi and his colleagues have been working on a teleoperated robot system designed to help tackle the space junk problem caused by defunct and malfunctioning satellites. The system provides two key capabilities. First, the ability to service satellites from Earth before they become space junk. And the second capability enables earthbound operators to use a gripper on a robot in space that can actually grab onto the satellites and bring them to a safer orbit. I began by asking Jordi about his work at the German Aerospace Center and the role robotics plays in their future plans.
Hello, from DLR Germany. Nice talk to you. So here in the DLR, I'm leading a small group devoted to telerobotics and in particular telemanipulation with a special focus on space applications. We believe here in the DLR that the most reasonable approach for addressing, for instance, the problem of space debris that we have around our planet will be to use robots, or in particular telerobots, to at least slow down or mitigate this development of space debris.
Jordi's team has been working on a robotic system that could provide on-orbit servicing missions. Missions that could in turn prevent satellites from becoming space junk in the first place.
On-orbit servicing missions have a twofold goal. On one hand, there is a strong need for technology to mitigate, to slow down this development of space debris that we have on the terrestrial orbits. So on one hand, we need a technology capable of capturing, let's say, malfunctioning satellites or dead satellites which are out of order, let's say, in order to deorbit them from their orbital space, in order to avoid, for instance, multiple collisions in the orbital space, right? So this is one very first goal. And this is not only being addressed by DLR, but also for other space agencies. But on the other hand, on-orbit servicing is also referred to, as the name says, to the servicing part, in the sense that we believe that robots can provide particular services to these satellites in order to, for instance, maintain them, extend their lives, and so on, or even repair them. A good example in this context could be the Hubble Space Telescope, which has been maintained using astronauts. And of course, sending astronauts into space is something which can be very expensive and risky. Some of the tasks that astronauts do can be also supported by robots or telerobots that are mounted on servicer satellites.
It's one thing designing robots for the Earth's surface, but quite another designing robots for use in space. What special considerations and challenges does the environment of space present for robots?
If you want to send a robot into the orbital space of Earth, or, well, in general, any technology, you need to space qualify the technology. This adds a lot of costs into this technology, because you have to make sure that the robot in this case will survive in these very extreme conditions that are found in space related to ionizations, radiations, and so on. And of course, this is something that needs to be taken into account at the design process and needs to be tested, validated, and qualified on Earth before sending the robot into the space. This, as I mentioned, adds a lot of cost onto this technology.
So how do you tackle these challenges?
by using very special components that are proved already to survive in space conditions, and which at the same time implies often that you cannot use cutting edge technologies, especially with regard to CPUs, but instead you have to rely to older CPUs which do not possess a very high computing power, but that have been already qualified for space missions.
One of the cool things, among many, about the German Space Agency's work on this project is the role of teleoperation, which allows humans on Earth to operate a robot in space. I asked Jordi to tell me more about this aspect of their work.
In teleoperation, or telepresence, there is one keyword here, which is force feedback. And what we try to do in this area is to provide human operator the feeling that he's present in an environment other than where he or she actually is at the current moment, right? This is one goal, to provide this feeling of telepresence, but also at the same time to provide a technology that allows the user to control or teleoperate a robot in order to perform a manipulation of the remote environment. We believe that this technology, telepresence or force feedback teleoperation, will be in the near future a very reasonable approach for doing this kind of on-orbit servicing missions, but also applications to support astronauts in the ISS, for instance.
What kind of interfaces are you using?
At the moment, we are using different interfaces for the hand and for the finger. Some of them using force feedback, some of them without force feedback. Of course, what is very important here is to properly, precisely control the gripper in order to be able to perform fine telemanipulation of the environment.
Could you tell us a little bit about the work you've been doing with the International Space Station?
Yes, we've had in 2005 one mission which was called ROGVIS. ROGVIS was a 2 degrees of freedom torque control robot that was sent to the ISS and mounted onto the outer part of the Russian segment of the ISS. And this robot was controlled from the DLR in Germany, in Oberpfaffenhofen, using a force feedback joystick. We were using in this mission a real-time link with low latencies, and we were able to see from our labs what the robot cameras were seeing at the moment, and we were able to feel the interaction forces between the end effector of the robot and the test board that we mounted next to the robot. Recently, we conducted a similar experiment, but instead of controlling the robot from Earth, what we did is we let one Russian cosmonaut, control a robot which was on Earth using the force feedback joystick, which in this case was inside the ISS.
The German Space Agency chose a robotic three-fingered gripper for their on-orbit servicing mission project. I asked Jordi to tell me why.
Because if you need dexterity and if you need advanced manipulation skills, we are of the opinion that you need at least 3 fingers. And 3 fingers, of course, is always better than 2 fingers. This is why we chose the 3-finger gripper.
So when can we expect to see this system operating in space?
We still don't know, but there are different scenarios here that are being considered. The most optimistic ones are talking about between 2019 and 2020 could be the first German or European mission in this direction, but NASA or DARPA is having similar goals and other agencies as well. So it's hard to answer at this particular moment when exactly will this happen, but once it's clear, this will happen.